Why so suddenly? Why am the why did his death actually, I mean, take place on the same day? And the whole Simcha was completely eliminated and so forth and so forth. What is the answer? The answer is those people lived not under Hashgacha Tivis, but under Hashgacha Ol Tivis, the Ma'ala Min HaTera. And if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is good enough to change cosmic order in order to save or to protect a certain community or a yochid, if the yochid must, in this particular community or this particular yochid must not make any mistake. If a Kalibor breaks the cosmic order in order to facilitate and to make it simpler for the Yochid to achieve what he wants, the way Akadosh Baruch Hu broke the precedent with regard to David. Who was David? David was a shepherd boy. And apparently, according to Chazal, he was a shepherd boy, and he said to him, he said, "Zeh mishgavot aneha." The family didn't think much of David as a leader. Because you see, even Shmuel could not believe that this is the leader of the Melech Yisrael, who would be the ancestor of the Melech HaMashiach. His brothers, when Avishai opened his mouth to David, you see that he had no regard for David. And the Medrash tells us, Baruch Abba B'Shem Ad Hashem Medbar, כן, השם ויהיה עולם, יש לך כבר ויש לך, אני אומר, הוא שאלי, אבישי שאלי. כבר אבישי כנסי לו, דוד איזה ריטרד את חיום, אני לא יודע. And suddenly the Novi came and says that a poor anointed David will be. He was a Shemin HaMishche and said that he's the Melech Yisrael. כן, אבי שם ויהיה עולם, suddenly David and the Ashgoche Nisis was spread like a cloth which is spread to protect somebody again from moisture and so cold. It was spread over David's head all his life. And that's why David should have been doubly sure about the legitimate, about the aloha with regard to the transfer of an oath. And even if the mistake is a small one, a very mild mistake, he shouldn't have made a mistake. When a Jew with Zman Hazeh makes a mistake, is the Jew with Zman Hazeh is not tachas Hashgacha Nisim. He is tachas Hashgacha Ateva. The natural, under the natural cosmic order, nothing in the cosmos changes for us. Non-missing glim, we call. What we call non-missing glim. Then if the cosmic order, according to Chazal, came to an end with Esther HaMalki. Already Esther HaMalki worked not with miracles, she worked a lot with wisdom and sechel, and tact and understanding. She certainly had not sechel for the Chachom in Washington. And this is why. Why it was, could have been very simple. Ahasuerus signed the order. His hand suddenly was paralyzed, and Ahasuerus could have died the same night he signed the order, because the next Purim is a nes lemato, min a nes lemato, b'derech haTera. It was b'derech haTera. It was a different order, the cosmic orderliness and the causal nexus which causality is responsible for was not noticeable. I say noticeable in the incident with Esther and Ahasuerus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Esther do, we use our own wisdom, our own intelligence, and plan it, but it did not place Esther and the Knesset Yisrael at that time under Ashgoche all TVs. And while until Esther was the last book of the Tishrei HaKodesh, in all other books of Tishrei HaKodesh, is the events described, the events from David and Shlomo and Rehavam, the events described, is Lemailo Mederech HaTeva. If it's Lemailo Mederech HaTeva, the reward comes swiftly, but the punishment comes as quickly as the reward. And that's why when we read the Chumash about Matas Pcheres, we don't understand what's all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should bring a Paschal Lem and offer the Paschal Lem as a protection against the Malach HaMashchis, who was supposed to touch not only the Mitzvah, but to punish the Mitzvah, but to protect the Israel. No, they supposed that Malach apparently could have punished the Israel and the Mitzvah as well. And apparently there wasn't much reason to simply defend Israel. Because later in Kriyas Yamsuf, this was Uzzah's time. Alolo, 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 alolo. So the reason that Israel won the trial, it was a trial upon Chazal. Israel and Israel, both were no good. But apparently that the reason for the Israel, for the reason for the fact that the Bnei Yisrael have won the trial and the Mitzrayim have lost the trial is not to be searched for in the Ashgoche, in the dimension of Ashgoche Tivis, but of Ashgoche Ultimis. This itself is the greatest of all riches. And in order that the Israel should deserve to be saved and survive this catastrophe from the Kriyas Yamsuf, they needed a special form. And this is the form of Pesach. Hashem she Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Bote Avisteinu b'Mitzrayim she'ma martem b'Notves Mitzrayim v'Zbateinu Yitzir. We don't know what's all Bateinu. What's a Bateinu? We are the slaves. We suffer. So of course we should have been saved. Not the Mitzrayim. The answer is that apparently you are guilty as well as the Mitzrayim. But at least it was quite close to the guilt of the Mitzrayim. There was guilt on the part of Israel and guilt on the Mitzrayim. There is a Ish Mitzrayim, Mati Yishivri, and so forth. Ish Mitzrayim, Mati Yishivri, Ish Yivri Mitzrayim, and so forth. There are many, many. There is a guilt on the Raglis. Apparently there was no reason, rationally, which is the repredoratio, which is the representative, the reason, the representative of the Ashgoche Tivis. Logically, the Bnei Yisrael should have lost. For a simple reason. Because the Mitzrayim had nobody to teach them. The Bnei Yisrael were Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So their responsibility was by far above that. It was far a different one. And this itself, that they haven't inherited anything from the Bnei Avram, from Yitzchak Yitzchak Yaakov, this itself was responsible for the possibility, the strange possibility, that the Bnei Yisrael will be found guilty, Rahman Litzlan, in the Mitzrayim, will be set free. That's why you needed a special korban. This is the korban of Pesach, to protect the Bnei Yisrael from what?
Malach
HaMashiach, because there was a confrontation between the Chazal tell us, between Malach HaMechoel and Uzo, who is guilty and who should be set free. Only the Korban made it possible for the Ashgoche, all TVs, for the Ashgoche, the Malach HaTeva, that those Nisim were carried out, even we have not deserved this. And this is, that's the right problem to me. And this is exactly because if it is Lamaila Minateva, so the fellow, then the one who is protected by Ashgocha Lamaila Minateva should be perfect, should be clean and perfect. A little stain can change the whole historical, the course of historical events. This is a compesach. This is a symbol of it. Oh. This is the form which saved. This is when Rav Leo said we should learn Rosh Pesach. We don't know what is Pesach. Matzah we understand. It's Gula, Sadn Gula. But what is Pesach? Pesach is because there was logically, reasonably, the Jews could have lost the trial. And the Mitzvah could have won the trial. And this is a compesach responsible. This is exactly Yetzias Mitzrayim. But such a situation cannot continue forever. Such a situation. That the people should exist only by being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu under his care and love to such an extent that the laws of nature, the laws of history should be considered completely invalid and completely superfluous. This cannot be forever. It can last for 100 years. It can last for 10 years, for a year, during Mashiach's reign. So it lasted. For how long? For a year in Mitzrayim, when Mashiach came about, and 40 years in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the whole existence was... Oh. The whole existence in the Midbar is Lamaila Minateva. But the very moment they crossed the Jordan River, and there was no Amud Onan anymore, and no Beir Shel Miriam, no Amud Onan, no man from heaven, the question is to exist like any other nation, but different. To exist lemato midarecha, tachas derecha teva. So this is people are accustomed to live in an order which actually ignores the cosmic categories. In history, the cosmic laws in history, it's a very difficult suggestion. The Bnei Israel, who left Mitzrayim and went into the Midbar, they did not think that at any time in history the Ashgocha prophets will be removed from them. And they'll always be under the Ashgocha, under the order of things, of the Lamaila Minateva, of a transcendental order. They didn't believe. Since in the Mitzrayim, the Jews were under transcendental order, all the tears of the Mitzrayim, this will continue. Ad-Bias HaMashiach, Ad-Bias HaGeo. Vaydaber Ad-Hashem HaMeshalena. Before we're talking about Pesach. Pesach is the Chag for the Lamaila Minateva. We celebrate events from Lamaila Minateva. Namely, what is the Lamaila Minateva? Namely, everything in the Midbar and everything about this Mitzrayim, Nisim and Nefilim.
The Shem.
Everything, I mean. As a matter of fact, the Chachmei Yisrael say that the greatestness and the greatestness is the man, because it's 40 years in succession. Anyway, but it cannot go on like that. The same Chemalanes. It comes to an end. Vaydaber ad Hashem al Mei Shalemer, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta alayhem, Ki sovei al oret, Asher ani neishin lachem. Alright. But that's all. V'ktzartem es ktsira. V'di nomon. Nomon, don't expect that you'll find man in Eretz Yisrael. You'll have to plan, you'll have to attend to the harvest, you have to reap them in the fruit of Tzartam Eskhtira. But that the order will be an order, a natural order, a cosmic order. Odom Zereya Veshazriye, the Odom Keitza Veshazkhtire, there won't be any story, any no miracles with man and or water coming out of the rock. It will happen to you. But now I have to teach you how to live a natural life in accordance with the prayer. Before this, we were taught how to eat the Pesach. Masnechem Chagurim, Marechem Yetzer. This is the mitzvahs which were necessary in order to protect the Jews and to keep him in a dimension of Lemaila Min HaTeva. But with the Bias Oret, interesting is the Pesach in Yishiyahu says, they are Ochlo Samon, at Beyom, at Kalkei Eretz Meshavis. And Beyom, Ochlo Meshavis, Vayichlo Ma'avu Oret. Suddenly the man came to Tenen, and with the man coming to Tenen, not only the man and other Yishiyahs came to Tenen, but the whole constellation of Hashgoche came to Tenen. It's changed from Ashgochos, from Ashgocho Lemaila Min HaTeva into Ashgocho Lemaila B'Teicha Teva. And this is Ukar Tzartam Eskhtiro V'Aveisen Eseinu Reishis Khtirchem Alakei. But this should not degrade you, this change should not mislead you. I'll be with you, and all the promises will be fulfilled, but in a different way. When the man was given, there was not law, the people had not say how it should be collected. Here, after the Ashgocha Protis, the special Ashgocha Protis of Mitzvah come to an end, in life you will be free to do many things. But to be your tzinchem, memochos ha-shabbos yinefenu ha-kein. Vasisim bimanichem ha-seim ha-kebet ben shnosei, so the sphira ha-seimer and the korb mo-eimer, the mircha ha-seimer, are indicative of the tremendous change which Knesset Yisrael experienced. When they had to change, and this man later in the times of Yeshua, when they had to change from a nation which was under the exclusive control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who was actually experienced his presence on every step, and the people who come to a land and they are told to cultivate the land and to establish a government and to rule themselves decently in accordance with laws, with the Dinei HaTorah, which are interested mainly in the Ashgocha from Lemaila Midarach, Lemata Midarach HaTorah, Lemata Midarach HaTorah. The simple Ashgocha, the cosmic order which was established in the Bereishis Bara Elokim HaShamayim V'Ha'aretz. This order, not the order for Nisim and Nefuah is exclusive. In this order is the rain, wait. And this is the rain now, this is the form of the people used to bring Erev Pesach. The first day of Pesach was completely dedicated. Even with Derech, even nowadays, the first night of Pesach of Seder is dedicated to what? To what is it dedicated? Lemaila Midarach HaTorah. Lemaila Midarach HaTorah. Not more of the Shonera Shemoah, Udaishis Uda Meifsim, Bedam Zeshtayim, Sat Meifsim HaShemayim Vohoret. And we have a list in it. Dayenu in Ilui, when they say it means all the Nisim, which are expressed in Lemaila Midarach HaTorah, expressed in the list of the Nisim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. This is the Reina. This is the Korban Reina. That's why we are not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. the main soil there. He's not too close. They were not as close as our ancestors whose story is told in the Bible. But that's why we deserve chesed, patience on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when our ancestors met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were much closer to him than we are. They spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Gilui Shechina, on a personal level, that was Gilui Shechina, on a higher level, but they had the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are not as close to him as our Avicenna, but there is something compensating, namely, he is not as swift and quick in his punishment. And Yoshua Yatakam.
It's so hard by the Meraglim. Says that the Meraglim didn't want Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael.